There are more than 200 high school students in a warehouse where steel plates for the new ferries will be cut this month. The students came from all over southern southeast Alaska, from as close as Kaihai to as far as Port Protection. They're here to learn about opportunities in the maritime and construction industries.
Who else we got here? Cochran Cove? There you are. Okay. Who did I miss? Craig, Cochran Cove. Did it catch again? I didn't get anybody from Ketchikan. Oh, yeah.
That's Vigor Alaska's Doug Ward. He says the Career Day is important not just for individual students, but also for the industries.
We think career awareness is really important to kids making good decisions, and being able to get this many kids to see what exists in the maritime world is an opportunity for them and a great opportunity for us.
Throughout the day, students toured the Vigor shipyard, manning lift equipment, experimenting with laser cutting machines, and visiting control rooms and safety decks. They got a full tour of the ferry Columbia and went to Takwan Air to see marine aircraft maintenance. The students also participated in a scavenger hunt, and they even got complimentary hard hats and safety goggles. At the start of the event, several people from the Alaska Marine Highway System and the Department of Transportation's Office of Civil Rights spoke. AMHS General Manager Captain John Falvey says Vigor's $101 million contract to build two new ferries for the Marine Highway could create 100 full-time positions over the next 4 years.
It's a big operation, and it creates a lot of economy, and we are always in need of employees. So that's something very important to think about.
Kaihai senior Kyla Del Rosario also spoke to her peers about the opportunity to see what the working world is really like. Del Rosario is one of Vigor's first high school interns. She got involved in welding after taking shop classes at Kaihai and after touring Vigor last fall for the first career day. The 8-week program, now in its second year with funding by the Alaska Department of Labor, will continue later this fall with a new class of high school interns. But the opportunities are available beyond high school, says Amy Wilson, training specialist for the Alaska Marine Highway System.
But we're starting to see more and more kids being interested in it, which I think is really cool, and getting a nice summer job. It doesn't always match up with the college is down in Washington, but people can do this seasonally for a few years and then work for us full time.
For some students, the day was interesting, but might not have an effect on their post-graduation plans.
Do you think it's going to affect your decision of what you're going to do after high school?
Well, I want to go to art school, so probably not.
But for others like Kaihai Junior Adam Gibson, it reaffirmed interest and opened some new doors.
It is great to know what you're going into. I mean, especially for someone like me, I love engineering. I've been thinking about it for years, like age 5, so just to see like the things that are right next door is great.
And that was the goal, Ward said. But for now, everyone's still looking to the future.
We're looking around for a young, smart, productive workforce to help build two new ferries for the governor that are going to start here in about a week. And who's going to build them?
We are.
Who is?
We are.
Southeast Alaska. You bet we are.
This is Megan Peterson reporting.